Don't be surprised if you happen to be driving or hiking near waterfalls within the next couple of days and you suddenly hear oohs and ahs. The assembled crowd is probably catching the end of the steelhead rainbow trout run as the fish hurtle up the falls to get upstream to spawn. The trout run has about a 10-day peak from mid-April through May 5th, and they're best viewed on sunny days from 10 in the morning until 1 in the afternoon. The steelhead rainbow trout are not native to this region. They were brought here about a century ago, and they're now naturalized. Last week, Vermont Fish and Wildlife Department's Tom Rogers described the scene as fish swam upstream from Lake Memphremagog.
How's the fishing?
Good.
Yeah? We're on Willoughby Falls in the town of Orleans. It's really a spectacle. They're just leaping out of the water and trying to get to the next little pool to really make their way upstream so that they can spawn.
So sometimes, oh, there he goes. Sometimes they jump, and sometimes they really try to swim up the falls. And so you can see them both out of the water, which is cool. But then you gotta keep your eye right on that water, because sometimes they just go right up in the falls and just use their whole body to kind of flip back and forth and really get their way up. It's a challenge for wildlife photographers. You have to be well ahead of the game. People have told me before that the key is to take the photo when you see the nose of the fish.
I know.
When the second that nose comes, you got to press the button because it's already going to be gone. I think one of the keys with this, as with all wildlife watching, is patience. When you have a big group of people like this, I've heard it described like very slow fireworks. All of a sudden, everybody oohs and ahs, and then there's silence for another minute or two.
Bob Pelletier, Newport Center, Vermont. I grew up in Barton, and I used to ride my bike down here with a bunch of friends. We'd watch the fish, and it's just become a habit, I guess. But it's different every year. You know, some years you'll get fish with not much color to them. Other years you'll get fish with just iridescent blues and pinks and reds. It's just fantastic. Kind of akin to ice fishing. Instead of staring down a hole, you're staring at moving water.
John LaRose. I'm from Montpelier. Through the years, I think maybe I've only seen it really good maybe two or three times. And I've been coming up here quite a few years. It just never happened to hit it just right. It's just like when I go fishing. You should have been here yesterday.
Peg and Randy Huff from Cabot. Our neighbors came up yesterday. They were picking up a canoe part in Brownington, and they happened to stop by, and they said it was amazing that they were just giant, biggest rainbow trout they'd ever seen.
My name is Frank Daniel. I'm a phys ed teacher at Orleans Elementary School. We have the third grade class from Orleans. And we come down just to watch the fish. We hike down from the school. I just bring them down so they can experience it, because some students don't get to come down and watch the fish jump.
Oh, that was a big one. Oh, and he's, oh, there's a, that was really neat. They all went at once.
VPR's Rick Singeri produced that piece. In addition to Willoughby Falls in Orleans, the steelhead trout can also be seen at the Coventry Falls on the Black River in Coventry and at the Lewis Creek Falls in North Ferrisburg. But don't dilly-dally, you probably only have a few more days to see those fish in action.